From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. Siblings Bibi and Cece Winans left Detroit as teenagers, and they moved to Charlotte to join a Christian TV network. They worked as backup singers for popular televangelists Jimmy and Tammy Faye Baker. Eventually, the Winans became icons of gospel music. A new musical at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta follows the siblings' journey in the run-up to the Jim Baker scandal. It's called Born for This, the Bibi Winans Story. It features new music by Bibi, and he joins us now to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you.
How much new music did you write?
A lot, Celeste. Maybe 28 songs.
Holy cow. That is a huge number. How long did it take you?
It took 9 years. I tell you the truth. It's been an incredible journey. I sat in New York for about 9-10 years writing, and this has evolved.
That's how long it's taken for this show to come to fruition.
Yes.
Well, also with us is Charles Randolph Wright. He directs the musical. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
So help me understand, where in the timeline of the Bibi and Cece Winans story this takes place? Where do we begin and where do we end?
We begin in 1982 when they're 15 and 17, and they move from Detroit to Pineville, North Carolina, which is outside of Charlotte, and that's where the journey begins. The thing that's so amazing is that I grew up right outside of Pineville, and Bibi and I were working at this almost at the same place at the same time. He was at Heritage USA, and I was at Carowinds Amusement Park. So that world is a world that I know very well. As I said, Bibi lived it, and I lived down the street from it. So we get to tell this journey when Bibi and I, we had met over the years, but when we met to talk about this project, I said, it's this ultimate coming of age of these kids from Detroit to Pineville. And Bibi's like, Pineville? What do you know about Pineville? So that's what began. And when you have that kind of comfort with people, I know his story. I know the world in which he lived. I know how things smelled and how hot it was and sticky and the red clay. That's what gives an audience feels that. They don't know why they feel it, but they feel the authenticity. And so being able, us collaborating on this in the writing of it and me directing it, it just gives it we just have such comfort and such joy in doing it.
Although it does get hot and sticky in Detroit in the summer, Charles.
Not as hot and sticky, though, Celeste, as the South. That was a getting used to. And it's funny, it's still something that I have to get used to. Besides the weather, you know, there was a lot of things that I had to get used to that was pretty frightening at times. You know, Christian home, raised and born and bred in, and I met people who were born and bred in Christian homes who was taught to hate people, you know, and that was unbelievable to me, you know. It took some time, and so the musical talks about that journey, you know.
Of coming to the South. And
coming to the
what
South.
What a culture shock that must have been.
Yes.
Let's listen to one of the new songs from the musical. This is called Born for This.
Why not me? I ask myself, was the song I sang off key? Hold back those tears, you convince yourself, it just wasn't meant to be. Some wish upon a star in hope, one day that wish comes true. I'm asking God with much regard, are the dreams I want taboo?
Born for this, destined for greatness, you are prepared for this. His strength for your weakness. I found life's not always easy. Question if it's worth the risk. Follow your heart and it will lead you. And yes, you were born for this.
Born for this.
Might lose your way.
Destined for greatness.
Everybody.
How much explanation do we get of your survival? And by that I mean that people who become famous at a young age,
right,
more than half the time that story does not have a happy ending.
And that's true, it serves such an appreciation for me to my parents. I mean, see, my father taught us this, and it's so important. And when I'm asked of artists, you know, how and what did you do? My father used to tell us this: know who you are before you leave this house. So when people start to tell you who you are in the magazines or on radio or on television, rumors and everything, you won't fall into that trap. So before anyone knew who BB and CC was, we knew who BB and CC was. So therefore we had a solid foundation when the storms of life started to blow. And they blow. Oh, they really do blow. And so I have such gratitude for my mom and dad who taught us that. So we knew who we were before fame came along.
Charles, it seems you felt it important to really feature the relationship between Bibi and his sister and the Bakers, mm-hmm, and how that relationship was affected by both the financial and the sexual scandals of that time. Why was that so integral for you?
Well, as Bibi was saying earlier, that journey of any young artist or any artist, period, but they were young. They were teenagers when they went there. And you put your faith in something. You put your faith in people. You put your faith in work. You put your faith in the wrong things, and they turn around on you. And how do you survive that? And this piece deals with that. It's a lot for anyone, but when you have this religious background, how do you justify success and fame when you're also dealing with God, when you're dealing with things that are religious and secular, when you're dealing with music? And that's what they went through with their music. Their music crossed over, and how that felt and how people treated them.
And if I just can add, we really survived because Jim and Tammy became like parents. I mean, Tammy and you is all in there, but Tammy and Jim used to tell us, we're your white parents now. We're your white mama and we're your white daddy. And that's how they looked at it. You know, and they made sure we were taken care of. They made sure the threats that came in, that we were protected from it. And so to this day, I have an incredible relationship with Jim Baker because he really became that to us, you know. So our parents were in Detroit, you know, who called and checked on us, but they felt comfortable because they knew Jim and Tammy had became those parents to us in South Carolina.
My guests are Grammy Award-winning gospel singer Bibi Winans and playwright and director Charles Randolph Wright. Their musical Born for This debuts tonight at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and it tells the story of Bibi and his sister Cece's musical careers. Let's go back in time just a little bit and listen to one of the Winans' very first hits. This is from 1984, and it's called Up Where We Belong.
I can't help but smile and laugh when I hear that song.
Why?
It brings back so many memories. There was a point in time that Jim had us sing that song, look like 1 million times in a week.
Because because he liked it?
Oh, he loved it in so many ways. He loved it because it really was something that he needed personally to be lifted above those things that, you know, comes with fame and the darts and the hatred that comes along. So you really need something. And music has a way of lifting you above the clouds. So it was a personal thing for him as well as a financial thing for him. That song, as Charles knows, sold a lot of copies and brought in a lot of financial aid to PTL. So it is, and at the same time, it launched me and my sister's career and caused us to be a duet, because we weren't a duet at all. It's because of Jim and Tammy and that song which caused me and my sister to become a duet.
Now, we keep referring to this musical as a coming-of-age story, but for most people, our coming-of-age does not include being in a very close relationship with someone who ends up on national television.
Right.
It doesn't involve finding things out about someone that we admire and love mm-hmm. that we would rather not have known mm-hmm. or wish that they had not done.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking about the 19 years you've spent preparing for this musical.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you grappled with what you went through?
I told someone the other day, you never go through life saying, oh, my life is a musical. Oh, I'm going to write this, and this is going to be a song as I'm crying and trying to find who I am. But at the same time, my whole life has been this that I'm going through is going to be something for someone to find an answer, to be able to deal with the same thing that I'm going through and know that someone went through it. And I've always been very transparent, even in my songwriting. So I think you have to be bold, right, Charles, to sit there and allow the good and the bad and the ugly to be seen and talked about.
Charles, how do you turn this musical, which is very specifically about a very unique experience, into one that has a more universal message?
I've had the pleasure of the past 6 years working with Berry Gordy, because I directed Motown the Musical on Broadway, on the road. We just opened in London. And something he always says is, the truth is a hit. And when you tell the truth for something that is specific, it becomes universal. When you try to make something universal, it doesn't happen. The specificity is what allows us to be drawn in to that story.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So when you look back at the moment when you became a duet with Cece,
mm-hmm.
were there bumps along that road also? I mean, I don't get along with my siblings. I can't imagine having to work with them.
Well, the truth of that question is, me and my entire family, very close. Cece went to school. We went to school together. We sat together in chorus. People didn't believe at times that we were brother and sister because we were so close. We still we hung our coats in the same locker. So we enjoyed, and we all still enjoy. I come from, 10 siblings. Yeah. We enjoy each other. We really have a good time. The hard part in becoming a duet was me and Cece was part of a group, which included some family members at home in Detroit. So we had to go back home and say, hey, you guys, we're no longer a group. You all have been fired.
Surprise.
Me and Cece are duet.
Right, and we're on television, and we just recorded a record. Okay.
How'd that go over?
That didn't go over very well, you know, especially with my father, because he told us that when one Winans win, all Winans win. And when one Winans loses, all Winans loses. This is the only thing. Family is the only thing that you can depend on. So when we came back and said, okay, we're breaking up with family, my father was, this is wrong. You know, it was just like, it was hard. It was so difficult because we knew that this was right, you know. And so it's going up against, at that moment, even with someone who you love and respect, like your father, you know, but knowing this is what God wants for us, you know, very difficult, very difficult.
And now let's hear a new song that you wrote for the musical. This is Book of Love.
If you find your name in the lights above, don't mean a thing at all if you don't have love. Told all his sons and daughters there was more to life than material things. Yes, it is. Hidden treasures the eyes can't see. Knock and the door will open if you just believe.
Doesn't matter where you came from, it's where you're gonna live eternally. Eternally.
And I also said that the greatest gift and better than life is your name.
When you come from one of these families where music just seems to be sort of ingrained, what's at the heart there? Is it something genetic? Is it because this is a family that grew up surrounded by music? What creates a musical family?
I really do think it's genetic. And at the same time, I believe that it's a gift. It's a calling that was placed on my entire family. And so still today, I sit back and say, wow, this is more than just a notion.
B.B. Winans is a Grammy Award-winning gospel singer, and Charles Randolph Wright directs the musical Born for This, The B.B. Winans Story. Thanks so much to both of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Born for This premieres tonight at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta. It runs through May 15th. You can get more information at gpbnews.org.